Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The electric car industry continues to grow as almost every automobile manufacturer is now making at least one electric model. One of the industry's big annual events is Drive Electric Week, where electric car enthusiasts bring their cars out to the public to see and drive and answer questions. Columbia, South Carolina, participates each year, and this year's event is September 22nd at Soda City Market, the city's weekly downtown farmers market. And here in our studio is Alan Buck, one of the event's organizers. Alan, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
First of all, give us the details on the upcoming event.
September 22nd starts at 9 a.m. and runs until 1 o'clock early afternoon. And we are going to be on the Statehouse side of the Soda City Market. So right at the end, we'll have quite a few displays and setups for everybody.
How many electric cars are we expecting to be on display this year?
We don't have the exact count, but it's going to be 25 to 30 different types of cars, from people who have converted their own gas car to a fully electric car, to manufacturers, to private owners, everything in between.
Any new cars hot off the assembly line?
We will have several Tesla Model 3s. We'll be giving test rides in those. But Chevrolet, Hyundai, we hope to have the Jaguar I-Pace, but we'll have lots of other manufacturers as well. Our key sponsor this year is going to be Stivers, Hyundai, and Chevrolet. They're going to bring the Ioniq brand as well as their Volt and the Bolt, and we'll have owners with those cars as well.
Are you able to track the growth of electric cars, not only the industry, but the usage here in South Carolina?
We are able to track sales pretty easily. There are several websites that do that, and it's grown from about 1% of new car sales up to about 3%. But the Model 3 really has started to turn the tide a little bit. In the month of July, which was when Tesla had a big push to get production out, it was the seventh highest selling sedan in the United States across all models. And I think when we get the recognition for electrics, then all of the other ones will start to build up a little bit more too.
And here in South Carolina, you can track sales as well?
We could break it down to the South Carolina level. I haven't seen those numbers. It's a little bit harder to do, but it probably follows a national average, maybe a little bit less, maybe 2.5% would be a hybrid or a plug-in vehicle.
How is the infrastructure developed here in our state? That's always a stumbling block for buyers of electric cars, right?
Right. And so we partner with the Palmetto Clean Fuels Coalition, and they have set up highway markers that show an EV or propane area of the interstates. There are lots of charging infrastructure facilities in the downtown metro areas from Greenville, Columbia, up to going towards Charlotte in Charleston, Myrtle Beach. And we'll have a map in Columbia of all of the charging stations so you can see what that looks like.
And of course, here in South Carolina, we have quite a name as an automobile manufacturing state with BMW and now Volvo. Are we going to see some electric cars made here in South Carolina?
They may not go directly to the full electrics, but most likely when they start producing the battery electric plug-in versions, those hybrids could be built on those same lines. And BMW and Volvo are both world-class manufacturers. And so that's what they bring to the table, is being able to do that very well and at a very high level.
With all of the manufacturers coming online with an electric car, Tesla's getting some competition.
They are, and it's good to see. We have first-line manufacturers like Porsche coming out with their Taycan, or it's more commonly known as the Mission E, was their first name for it. And that's a full electric premium car that will have all of the performance of a Porsche with the benefits of a battery electric. And that should be out late this year, early next year. And that is going to be a game changer for them, in addition to Jaguar's release and on and on.
So do we have electric car racing yet?
We do. There's actually a Formula E program that looks like a Formula One car, but it's full battery electric. And they started, the first one they had in the United States was in Miami. They had another one that came through on the circuit in New York City. And all of the manufacturers are now getting into that as their research arm. So Jaguar, Porsche, Audi, BMW, they all are starting to get into Formula E as the next stage of development for that top-end racing line.
And I guess maybe one day stock car racing.
We will see. That's going to be a further down the road, I believe, yes.
And then people won't have to wear those earplugs.
True. It'll be quiet and fast.
Alan, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you.
Alan Buck is one of the organizers of the Drive Electric Week event coming to the Soda City Market in Columbia, South Carolina on September 22nd. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, subscribe to this podcast, and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.